Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near by the blood of Christ. That very beginning of our second reading, the St. Paul to the Ephesians, is an understanding then of Christ gathering everyone into Himself. And in a way you can see that the very gospel, this is what moves Jesus. As He sees all these people coming from far off towns, His desire is to bring them and make them one. To be with Him. And in order to bring them into one, He has to be the one who shepherds. He has to be the one, as a shepherd does, gives up everything for whom he loves. And the thing with Christ, though, too, of Him being God, is that as He peered out into that crowd, He would have saw me. He would have saw each of you. And His heart was wanting to bring us into being one with Him. He was wanting to be our shepherd as well. Not just 2,000 years ago, but to this very day. And as I said, as a shepherd, He wants to give us everything of Himself. All that He has. He wants to pour out into you and to me. Every single drop of blood. Every ounce of His strength. Every breath to the very last one. That was Christ upon the cross. And that's why whenever we look at the crucifix, whenever we look at Jesus, we're able to say He's not just a shepherd, He is the good shepherd. Because He gave us everything. Every drop of blood, every ounce of strength to His last breath. So that we may become one with Him. And that is what He is fulfilling then in our first reading. Where through the prophet Jeremiah, God says, I myself will gather the remnant of my flock. He is going to be the good shepherd. But what is interesting though too, it later on says, I will appoint shepherds. Using the very plural. Is an understanding that through our vocations, the living them out, is that we then are to imitate the good shepherd. Religious, priests, and married. And it's that very last vocation I would just like us to focus upon in this time of the homily, is that when a husband and wife, when a bride and groom are right here at this altar on the day of their wedding, they are pledging to each other that they want to be like the good shepherd for each other. They want to give of themselves completely. To share their very lives as Christ shared His life for them. And there's a very beautiful option in the new rite of marriage that came out just a couple years ago. And it's optional. So you may have not have seen this before. But after the vows, they bring forward coins. And these coins are placed in the hands of the groom. The hands of the bride are placed right underneath. And the groom simply says, Sarah, if that be her name, receive these coins as a pledge of God's blessing and a sign of the good gifts we will share. And He will open up then His hands and allow every single coin to fall into her hands. As a sign of saying, I want to give you everything. I want to be like the Good Shepherd and share myself completely with you. Finances, yes. That I'm not going to hold back $1 million or $100 or even $1. All that I have, I give to you, my bride. But also, it's not just about money. Because marriage is much more deeper than that. It's about being able to say, you know what, I'm going to share you my mind. My thoughts. My very concepts. I want to be able to share with you. I'm going to share with you my heart. That is, I'm going to give you my very dreams, my very desires. that I have. I want to place into your hands. I'm going to give you my soul. That is my prayers. I'm going to pour out into you. Because that's what God did. I'm going to give you my very self, my very body as well. I'm going to share it with you and only you. And no one else. The great thing is that then the wife who has received these coins, she then takes her hands and places them above his. And she responds, Scott, if that be his name, receive these coins as a pledge of God's blessing and a sign of the good gifts that we will share. She prays the same thing and she opens up her hands so that every single coin may fall into his, that she too wants to be like the Good Shepherd. It's both imitating Christ, giving 100%, and receiving 100% in great joy, in great beauty, so that all of her finances are given over to him. All of her thoughts, to him. Her mind, her heart, her soul, the very same way. And her body, being willing to share. This is what is so beautiful of being a shepherd like Jesus, who gave everything. So on a day of a wedding, a husband and wife pronounce that they want to be like the Good Shepherd. And this Wednesday, July 25th, the church will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Humanae Vitae. It was an encyclical written by Pope Paul VI, now Blessed Paul VI. And he wrote it in the understanding of this beauty of marriage, that it is a total gift of self to one another, their mind, their heart, their soul, their very bodies, that nothing is meant to be held back. Nothing is meant to cause a barrier. And that is why in the conjugal act of a husband and wife, they are meant to share themselves completely and not to put anything in there to disrupt it. Because we are seeking to be like the Good Shepherd. We are seeking to say, I want to give every part of me and never have any wall, never have any barrier, nothing held back that would prevent the total gift of self. Because that is the beauty of marriage. It's the beauty, though, too, of religious life as they give of themselves. It is supposed to be the beauty of the priest as I'm supposed to give myself to this altar and to you. Because every vocation is meant to imitate the cross, the Good Shepherd, who gave every drop of blood, who gave every ounce of his strength, who gave every single breath to bring us together as one, which is what a husband and wife does for each other, so that they may become one as they give everything of themselves in imitation of Christ. And so as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, may we strive to continue to imitate this Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd of Jesus, and to give of ourselves according to our vocation in love of God and one another. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.